Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1726, Leonard A. Stutzman.
This is an application to consider a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a plumbing business and related storage and parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.623 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Route 36, 740 feet southwest of Route 632. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the survey for this application. I have two agency comments on this application. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report making reference to this site. Comments are dated July 26, 2006, making reference to the AR1 conditional use. The road considered was Shawnee Road, being Route 16 to Route 619. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service C will not change as a result of this application. The information sent to the Department of Transportation for their comments referenced the storage building, the lawn, garden equipment, miscellaneous woodworking, shelves for miscellaneous excess plumbing, and place to park, pick up, and trailer. That was the information provided to Delta. The second comment was the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. It's dated yesterday, February 27th. Makes reference to the applicant, the location, the intent. The site is not located in the county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. The proposed project proposes to use an on-site septic system. And in addition, the proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently has plans to provide sewer service. That information was provided by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have at this time, gentlemen.
All right, sir, Mr. Blake, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, come on up and give us your name, please, and we'll talk about it.
Leonard Stutzman.
All right, sir, Mr. Stutzman, you've heard what Mr. Lank has read into the record regarding your application. Is there anything you would like to add?
No.
Okay. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Burton here.
Are you currently operating this as a plumbing business now?
Yes, as far as it's basically all the building is for is just for storage and for parking. As far as it's just residential plumbing and it's don't have any equipment other than just a trailer and parking in there. That's all we use it for.
Is there any employees other than you? Is that
my son?
Your employee. Would this be an office building?
No, there's no office.
Any plans to grow? Or are you planning on turning this?
I'm planning on retiring in a couple of years.
Son's going to do
son
it all.
Don't have any interest in taking it over. Once I retire, it'll be finished.
What about lighting? Will there be any additional lighting?
No.
And the number of parking you have marked on this plan as four, will that be the maximum number of parking that would be needed?
That'll be the maximum because it's just my son with his car. That's all that ever comes in there.
And what about a sign?
What?
A sign. Would there be any need for a sign?
Oh, there is currently a sign my brother-in-law maybe put out there. There is a sign there.
Would you want that sign to stay?
It won't stay once I retire. No, it'll be gone.
Well, I think we're talking about like right now. For the time being.
The sign is there, but
it doesn't have to be.
It don't have to be there.
And he meets the 50-foot requirement.
I mean, if the needs come down, they'll come down.
But if you had your druthers, you would druther have it up until you retire?
I don't really.
You're the first man that's ever come up here didn't want to sign. Okay.
Well, my brother made it just as a gift for us.
Oh,
for
that will keep.
That was nice, wasn't it? I think you'll keep it up for a couple years. But that's up to you.
It's hand carved.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might want to take it inside when you're done. Put it on the wall. Sorry, Mr. Burton, I'm wasting your time. Go ahead.
The hours of operation.
Not just his, right?
Basically from 7:30 to 4:30.
Monday through Friday?
Yep, that's fine. In the interest of time.
I have no further questions.
All right, thank you. Burton, in the interest of time, we're going to skip Mr. Johnson. I guess we can't really do that. Mr. Johnson, do you have any questions?
I do, just for spite.
I knew you would.
Mr. Lank, were applicants cited by the county for, is that why we're here today?
I have not received any report from the staff that there was a violation posted.
Thank you. No further questions?
Thank you, sir. Mr. Gordy,
no question.
Mr. Smith?
Just one, sir. Mr. Stephen, there's a notation of a ditch, which I guess is through the sort of the south and west that goes under 36. Is that a tax ditch?
Yes, it is.
It is. Have you checked with anyone out at the tax ditch people? Just urge you perhaps to do so in case there's any maintenance easements or anything that may affect your project if it is approved.
Well, I mean, it's all fully accessible for any maintenance. I mean, they just scraped, cleaned it out, and they mow it every once in a while. There's nothing preventing them from doing it from either side.
All right, thank you. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Lang.
Just for information purposes, Rick pointed out to me the rear portion of the site, which you're increasing your lot size, the part that's coming from the neighboring property to Beachy's,
yeah,
is in an agricultural preservation district. But I note the building, this building, does it already exist or is it proposed?
No, it exists.
Okay, so and the setbacks that he showed are adequate to meet the ag preservation requirements since they do issue certificate of occupancy on this type of building.
Okay.
It exceeds the 50 foot, so he's fine.
Okay, good.
That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
Just one, I want to clarify something. Do you reside in the dwelling that's on the premises? Is that your home? Okay, all right. That's the only question I had.
All right, sir. We thank you. And if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application.
Thanks.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1726, Leonard A. Stutzman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1726? Is there anyone on the commission with any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may get a call to the office in the morning.